In a retrospective defense of the Modi, Aretino announced, quote, "I reject the furtive attitude and filthy custom which forbid the eyes that which delights them most. What harm is there in seeing a man mount a woman? It would seem to me that the tool nature gave us to preserve the race should be worn around one's neck as a medal, or as a medal in one's hat. It's made you, it's made me. It's produced all the Bembos, the Varkis, the Dolces, the Sansovinos and Titians and Michelangelos. And so we should allocate it to it its own feast days and not enclose it in a scrap of cloth." And looking at the Modi, we can be sure that Giulio Romano fully shared these sentiments. Scandalous, sensational, and instantly famous, indeed infamous, the Modi were swiftly censored by the irate minions of Pope Clement VII in Rome, led by the austere papal datary Gian Matteo Ghiberti. For his part in the foible, Marcantonio was rewarded with a stint in prison. Aretino also suffered retribution. In the wake of the Modi's appearance, he was stabbed, nearly fatally, in Rome, an attack that was almost certainly ordered by Ghiberti, who was already outraged at Aretino's having savagely denounced him as a hermaphrodite. Only Giulio appears to have escaped scot-free, though it's probably no coincidence that he conveniently chose this very moment to accept an invitation from the Duke of Mantua to remove to that provincial malarial backwater. Oh, and one more. And I just wanted to show you that erotic imagery was really, Giulio didn't invent this. And here, for example, is an image from the 15th century, known only in a plate, in the engraver's plate. No prints of this imagery have been known to survive. So this kind of imagery existed. The problem with the Modi was the fact, as I said at the beginning, that they were made as prints that could be reproduced, and their audience could not be controlled. This erotic imagery left the private realm and entered the public realm, and for that reason, they were condemned and judged particularly harshly, and Marcantonio was punished. The Modi, here's this drawing now, and many of the other images we've looked up to now deal with heterosexual love, but homosexual love was also very common in Renaissance Rome, not to mention in Florence, where a special government authority, the Ufficio della Notte, or Office of the Night, existed to combat it, and doing it the Florentine way in the 16th century meant sodomy. Also in Venice, where sodomy fell under the jurisdiction of the all-powerful Council of Ten. There, it was rampant and punishable by burning at the stake, first alive, and then later, more humanely, only after the perpetrator was first beheaded.